Tools of the Trade.
That's right. The 808 means it's time for Tools of the Trade. And we are pleased as punch to have Otis Mace in the studio. He's brought in a lovely Fender Telecaster, but more sort of on point. John, we're going to need your microphone, mate. We have to put that in front of us. Not that you don't matter, John. It's just, yeah. He's brought a lovely Ibanez, what are we calling this again? Ibanez.
It's an analog delay. Ibanez Time Machine.
It's the AD190.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I think I got this in 1983 from a place in Anzac Ave. There was a studio there. It might have been Mascot Studios, I don't know, and they were selling some stuff. This was in their practice room. And
It's sort of a rack unit, a really old rack unit. It's like a kind of a big box. What size would you call that, John? Like,
it's a half rack or something. Yeah.
Maybe like a real old Bible size.
Like, I don't know.
It's about 30 centimeters long.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a black box with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 knobs on the front and various inputs.
Tell us what the knobs say.
All right,
let's go deep.
To start with, you've got your input level, and then you've got tone.
Input tone, yep.
Yeah, and then you've got delay time, which is the really fun one to use.
That is cool.
And then you've got width, which I think that just applies to the flanging function, and you've got speed.
Should tell
flanger as well.
Flange is what happens when a delay gets really close together, and flange and chorus come of that scenario.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway,
hey, take it for a hoon anyway, mate. We'll just listen.
Yeah. And then you've got regeneration and blend. Blend's good. You see, full the blend up full.
It's very dark.
Yeah, well, that's what I like about it. It's got a nice dark, murky kind of sound. It's really great. It's because it's made with transistors, I suppose. I've had it for years and years, and usually use it for some home recording and things like that, and good on vocals. And
super adaptable way. If you get the delay time really close, you can almost use it as just a reverb and send the mix back.
For sure. Yeah, you can have. I've got a big mixing desk at home. You can put it on one channel,
stereo
and then blend
vibes.
It in. Yeah,
yeah, that's good.
I've got sort of a more of an off-topic question about this, because I don't know too much stuff about these sorts of things, but from what I could gather, just having a quick browse on the internet, this would actually seem like quite a popular item amongst enthusiasts. Are you quite stoked to have something like this in your little swag of tools?
Yeah, I've nearly lost it a few times, you know, like lending it to people and not getting it back just about and stuff like that. But so I've hung on to it.
Have you kind of had it since before analog was cool?
Yeah. I had it when it was like a really flash new thing.
Good as. Yeah, well, now it's fetching up around $500 on the internet.
I have to be careful not to get mugged on the way back to the car, right?
Shouldn't have said that. I'll give you $200 for it.
But it's really good. And the reason I've kept it too is it just keeps working. It's really solid too, you know?
Nice and simple.
I had it with me in London when I lived in London for 8 years and used it a few times. And
cool.
Yeah, it's great, yeah.
And you use it on vocals?
Yeah, everything
things?
Really. I did some good recording and had a nice setting for a bass line I was doing when I was doing some four-track recording one time, and that sounded great.
Cool.
You don't even hear it in the mix until you listen to it separated
right.
out.
Yeah, it just sort of fills it out.
Yeah, it just adds this really nice thing. Yeah. So.
Sweet. Hey, Otis, I thought I would... what pops to mind when someone starts talking about analog delay, and if we're thinking about local artists, I always sort of go to the Echo O's, because the guitarist... Guy really knows how to work an analog delay, and I've actually got a track, Hot Pockets, on here, which the whole intro is pretty much mucking around with the delay time, kind of what you're doing before. Just do a quick little demo of the delay time skits. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, so keep an ear out for that. Yes, you hear it now, don't you? Yes, Echo O's definitely know how to work a delay. And so does Otis Mace, because he's brought his Ibanez AD190. I want to know when it came out now. Just a little research here.
All right.
It's 80s. It's definitely 80s. Mm. It looks 80s.
Yeah, it's probably like early 80s.
Yeah, I reckon as well. Hey, John had all sorts of questions off
here. I was just chatting with Otis. A couple of years ago, you did a tour of Catalonia. What was that like?
Oh, it was really great. Yeah, cool. It was good. Yeah. A guy I met here touring about 6 or 7 years ago fixed up these gigs for me, and it was really great. You know, like I played at a venue in Barcelona, and then a really neat place in Figueres. That's where Salvador Dali is from.
Mm.
And
does it look crazy?
It looks crazy. Yeah. Well, it's beautiful up there. It's really great. Yeah. But the gig in Figueres was especially good because I did two big long sets, and it turned out the people I was staying with, they had relatives up there, and they all came and heard me play. Mm. And then halfway through, when I took a break, I got talking with one of the guys there, the locals there, and he gave me a little nip on a hip flask, and this woman started going crazy in Spanish and Catalan. And I said, "What's that?" And it was tincture of pot. He was a local pot grower,
right.
And he'd soaked it in, soaked the alcohol or some sort of brandy in pot. So
sounds great.
Yeah,
sounds
so
like the future.
The second set was really, really good.
Hey, just while we're talking about your music, we might as well play one of your tunes. What have you selected for us?
Oh, right, the Horror Show Blues. I remember now that's on the Bird and Bush Road album, and that uses this machine, this very machine.
Cool, the Ibanez 89, analog delay for those dark repeats, ladies and gentlemen.
Sharp. Don't you go tonight, baby. Stab me in the heart. The heart. The flesh. Shoo-be-doo-wop, shoo-be-doo-wop. You could be just what I need, baby. Shoo-be-doo-wop, shoo-be-doo-wop. Cause you look so young and fresh. So fresh, so from humanity, you're far superior to me. Well, your lips are blue and your eyes are red. There's a cloud of cold air around your head. Your victims go back 1,000 years, but the screams are fresh upon your ears. Oh, vampire, vampire, please return with your eyes, that bird. Oh, vampire, vampire, I love you when you make me do those things you do. Oh, vampire, vampire, my heart's on fire, but a stranger's blood is your desire. Got a monster for you, baby. Shoo-be-doo-wop, shoo-be-doo-wop. Hairy, scary, big and bold. Shoo-be-doo-wop, shoo-be-doo-wop. Gonna turn you to stone, baby. Shoo-be-doo-wop, shoo-be-doo-wop. Every hour till I get old. So old. So shoo-be-doo-wop, 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 shoo-be-doo-wop.
Otis Mace right there. That track was called Horror Show Blues, and you could hear the sifty little guitar getting delayed by the Ibanez AD-190. And we just found out now that it's actually 1978. It was produced between 1978 and 1980, and kind of designed to I guess, go on top of the amplifier in the sense that the old sort of tape machines would as well. Hey Otis, let's get across what you're up to recently. Like, where can people catch you? What's the vibrations?
Yeah, well, we've got a gig.
Sorry, mate. Start again.
We've got a gig coming up soon with my band, the 1B4s, and some friends of ours in a band called Running Stitch are releasing an album, and we're going to be opening for them and supporting them at the Thirsty Dog on the 7th of April. So that should be good, so come along. And also Galveston is playing as well, so it should be a really good night.
Perfect.
And that, I think that's a Saturday night coming up not too far away. So that'd be good if people can come along to that, and I might even have this thing going for it. It should be great.
That's great, because this segment's sponsored by the Thirsty Dog.
Oh, is
so it? Doesn't this just work out really nicely?
Oh, good. Well, that's a good thing, yeah.
And we gave you an agenda just to go out on. We thought, let's just see where this thing can go. So yeah. Otis is going to make the machine do some crazy oscillations, which you can...
Excellent, excellent. That's great. Hey,
that was Tools of the Trade.